Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue along with Matthew 13 and Jesus' theme of the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And here we have a few more parables, shorter parables, but no less important and very interesting as we'll take some time with these parables and unpack them a little bit. As Jesus has been preaching about the kingdom of heaven and its reign and rule of God in Christ through the Holy Spirit, God's presence in the world, in breaking into history, and how God is at work through Christ, he's been using these parables to give a glimpse of how the kingdom works, how the reign and rule of God works, what it looks like both now in our lives today and also in the future, as today he does the same. He gives us three different parables, all describing a different aspect of the kingdom and how it works. And today we'll start with the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. So the kingdom of heaven, as we've said, the reign and rule of God in Christ, in the Holy Spirit, also Jesus himself is the kingdom of heaven, right? Jesus himself, his presence is the kingdom of heaven that is at hand. So let's take that interpretation. And so if the presence of Christ, if Jesus in the kingdom, in the world, is the kingdom of heaven, then Jesus is like a treasure hidden in a field. That's kind of an odd way to think about it. Sometimes we'll say that the treasure hidden in the field is the gospel itself, the praise of God itself, the words of Christ itself. Those are all aspects of the kingdom of heaven. And so Jesus himself is the kingdom of heaven hidden like a treasure in a field. So the parable is very simple. A man is walking through a field, happens upon a treasure, realizing it's there, goes and sells all that he has to buy the field. He doesn't just dig up the treasure and put it under his arm and carry it off. He doesn't sort of try and pick at away at it and claim it as his own simply because, you know, finders keepers. It's not the way that it works. So the man finds this treasure in this field that we don't know what kind of field it is. The field in the last parable was the world, Jesus said, that the wheat and the weeds were planted in. That was the world. And so perhaps we can look at the field the same way, even though Jesus doesn't describe it. But we can look at it similarly, that the field is this vast world with all of this stuff in this field. We don't know if it was a farm field. Was it an open field like a meadow? Was it a rocky field with trees and all sorts of stuff? We don't know, but it's a field, a wide open space, and there's this treasure just sitting there, kind of covered up and hidden from view. But the guy stumbles upon it. How many people have walked through the field before and have never seen this treasure? How many people continue to walk through the field of this world that we know and don't see the treasure that is Jesus? Well, a lot. But this guy found the treasure. He discovered it. And rather than make away with the treasure himself, he covers it up, and then he goes and realizing the value of what that treasure is comfortable selling everything he has so that he can buy not just the treasure, but the whole field. So what is the value of Jesus in this world? What is the value of the kingdom of heaven to us? Is it worth selling everything you have? Is it worth more than all the material goods you can think of? Is it worth more than your reputation, than your job, than anything else? Is it worth more than all of that? Well, Jesus says it is. We sometimes go, well, but Jesus wouldn't ask me to sell everything, would he? I don't know. Would he? He did ask that rich young man who said he was looking for the kingdom of heaven And he wanted to know how to get there, and Jesus told him to go sell everything you have and follow me. And the guy said, well, wait, I can't do that. I have too much stuff. It's too valuable. I'm attached to this stuff. We sometimes find ourselves attached to this stuff. When Cindy and I went to the seminary, 2003, we thought to ourselves, well, you know, we know Jesus says to sell everything and follow him, but he wouldn't really ask us to sell everything and follow him, would he? Well, we sold almost everything. We packed up our entire life in a tiny little moving van and drove to St. Louis, Missouri to follow Jesus, to follow the call that he had. Yeah, we almost had to sell everything. And then when we lived there, hoo-wee, it was a rough go. Because I had gone from a full-time job with benefits and all of that, and Cindy was working a little bit on the side too, and we had the two kids, and now I couldn't work, and we had seminary stuff to pay for and rent, and we had the house in Michigan that we tried to sell, because we tried to sell everything. But nobody wanted to buy it. And so there we were, ever increasingly falling below poverty level. Yeah, we sold everything pretty much. But we made it. We always say it's only by the grace of God that we did, because there was no way any of the numbers that we were playing would have ever lined up. Was worth it. It was hard. It was a rough go, but God is faithful, and the kingdom of heaven was worth it. It didn't seem so in the time. It didn't look so initially, but in the end, it was worth it. I mean, God is here, so it's a pretty good deal. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. So now, the kingdom of heaven switches. Notice that the kingdom of heaven is not the pearl now. Like it was the treasure before, but now it's not the treasure itself. Now the kingdom of heaven is the one looking for the treasure. So, the kingdom of heaven is this merchant who's going in search of pearls, a fine pearl, a singular pearl, among all of the other pearls and jewels and distractions. He's looking for the one. With whatever the qualities are of the pearl he's looking for, it may not even be the most valuable pearl. It may not be the finest of looking pearls, but it's the one that he is looking for. He searches for it and searches for it. Finally, he finds it. And like the man who found the treasure, he sells everything he has to buy that one singular pearl. The kingdom of heaven is like the merchant searching for the pearl. The reign and rule of God, the inbreaking of God in Christ into the world, is him looking for that singular pearl. Who is that? Anyone in here named Pearl? No pearls in this whole congregation. You're going to go with it? All right, Randy's going to change his name. Pearl. We won't change your mailbox or anything. We'll just leave it the same. Yeah, the pearl, that one treasured possession. You, among all of the other parts of the world, the pearls, the jewels, the shiny things that distract us, that get us going one direction or the other, Jesus is not distracted by that. Jesus sees the value in you. You are the pearl that he is looking for. You are the one that he was willing to sell everything he had for you. We talk about Jesus as Redeemer, the one who buys us back from the kingdom of darkness. Well, there it is. He sells everything he has to buy us back from the kingdom of darkness. He sells his very life, his blood, for you and for me, to buy us back, to be that one pearl. He sees us, as worth more than anything in all of creation. Do you believe that? Sometimes it's hard to believe that, isn't it? You think, me? No, can't be. I mean, I'm pretty good, but I'm not that good. But I am better than that guy, though, right? I am better than that guy, whoever that guy is. Yeah, we struggle with that idea, and we don't want to be boastful, but that's not the point, right? The point is that in Christ, he sees you of more value than anything else in all of creation. More value than all of the gold and silver and precious metals and jewels and whatever the case may be, whatever you may put your value up against, Jesus says, no, you are worth everything to me. When Satan tempts Jesus in the wilderness, he says, look, I'll give you all the nations of the earth, all of the kingdoms, all of the lands, and everything they possess. It can all be yours, Jesus. All you have to do is worship me. And he says, no, there is something of more value that is worth giving my life, and it's not you, Satan. It's those creatures that God made that bear the image of God, you, the pearls. Today. This is the today, right? These two parables are the today parables, that you today are worth everything, that the gospel in Christ today is worth everything. Today. Then there's one final parable that Jesus gives here. Similar to the wheat and weeds at the end, this is the end parable. This is the great day parable. This is the not today parable, but the great day parable. What is it going to be on that great and terrible day of the Lord? He says, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea. And that net gathers up everything. And in the end, it'll all be gathered up, right? We proclaim that when Jesus returns, he's going to call the living and the dead to rise again. All of them, every single one of them that has ever lived or died is going to be gathered together. And then comes the judgment. When God says, these are the good fish and the bad fish. These are the wheat. These are the weeds. These are the ones I will keep. These are the ones I will not. Who gets to determine that? Not the fish. Right? The fish don't sit there going, pick me, pick me, pick me. I'm shiny. No. Just like the wheat and the weeds don't sit there going, I'm so valuable. Look at all of my fruit. It doesn't say that. God is the one. God is the one who determines the good fish from the bad fish, who look at the fish and say, that one's mine. That one I don't know. That's a keeper, not that one. So how do we know? How do we know we're the good fish? How do we know we're the pearl? How do we know those things? Well, God is a faithful God. God is the one who calls us all to be his children, the one who chooses the pearls. We believe in our baptisms and in the hearing of the word and in the receiving of faith that we are the pearl chosen. We are the fish set apart. We are the wheat that is stored away in his barn. And he does so over and over again as we look at the cross and we see what he did for you, for me, the good fish, the pearls, the wheat. That's us in Christ. On our own, if we were to say to God, well, I don't need all of your help, I'm going to do it myself, and we would be burned in the fire with the wheat, with the weeds and with the bad fish. We'd be the pearl left on the shelf. But because it's in Christ, because it's through what he has done for us, that we are his. And he, the treasure in the field, is ours. Amen. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard and keep us always in the one true faith to life everlasting. Amen.